méid míle fáilte roimh ar fad an seo go thard aglais muire na jeastógála agus naomh Nicholas I gáilíomh Tráthnóna.
As family, his life and mine took different roads following primary school. We went to different secondary schools, at different seminaries. We embarked on different roads. Of course, he stayed true to the church and reminded people that I left the church to join the Jesuits. But Martin was a friend. We journeyed together, we shared ideas, we discussed. And with Tim Healy, we went on holidays together for 40 years. And Martin had his sense of humor in the midst of all this, because a bright mind, interested in many things, pretty clever thing. So we go and we take care of ourselves. So somebody asked him once about, well, how do you manage about food? Oh, he says, no problem. We bring our own chef. Martin was creative. Martin did a spiritual direction course in the late 70s when it was new. He did a formation course in the early 80s. He sought to keep abreast of what was going on in the world and in the church and how he might continue to proclaim the news in that context. He had very much a compassion to reach out to the broken, which could be highlighted in a new way in being given the pastoral role of bishop. Started off, there's a parish outside Kilkenny where he went for a number of years, and the reputation of those who preceded him was a little suspect. So one wise farmer came up to him a few weeks after he's there and he said, if you're any good, you won't be here long. So that road took him eventually to Galway, which to him was very much a home. He loved Galway, he loved the people. I give you great credit for your welcome, but you failed in one thing. You couldn't convert him to Galway hurling. I suppose he's happy now that a Kilkenny man is helping that. This became his home. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to end.